You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob, and this is episode number 585. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Hope you're all doing well. Having a fantastic week so far.
Are you?
I am.
Great. That's good news. Guys, again, thank you for all the reviews. Thank you for all the subscriptions. It is growing very fast, and it wouldn't really be doing that if it wasn't for you. So thank you again. Also, thank you for the reviews for the book, Living the Drone Life. If you want to learn the book, well, you might want to check it out. Again, guys, thank you very, very much for those reviews. If it weren't for you, we wouldn't be here. Also, don't be afraid to ask a question. If you do have one, go to askdroneyou.com and we will try to get to it as fast as we possibly can. Well, Rob, it's middle of May. Summer is here. Business is ramping up for these guys.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope everybody's got a ton of business.
If you don't have a ton of business, well, then you need to be making cold calls. You need to be building relationships. You need to be going to networking events. I mean, the question is what are you doing? And if you're having difficulty doing any of those things, maybe just start with challenging yourself to do something unusual every single day, because you'll slowly realize you can do anything, and then your fear of cold calling or your fear of networking will slowly diminish. Just set up those small habits and you'll be set for the future.
Yeah, absolutely. And we actually hear from a lot of people, Paul, that are doing those things and they're still not getting the business that they would like to get. And so what we'd like to say to you guys is just keep at it, because we hear the stories all the time where guys and girls don't want to mess that up.
Don't be a whiner. Like, if you're doing these things and it's not working, there's something that you're not doing right, or you're just not doing enough of it.
Well, or sometimes it just takes a while. But my point is, people are doing these things, it doesn't work, and then all of a sudden it does, and the floodgates open up. Mm-hmm. And that is a theme that we hear over and over, and so I'm trying to encourage you with that. Keep at it. Only you can decide when it's time to pull the plug.
Yeah.
But in the vast majority of cases, if you don't pull the plug, you just keep going and you're doing the right things, the floodgates will open.
Just like with John Elliott. Perfect example.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's a really good example, actually. I will say this from the more no BS side of things.
Was mine the BS side
of
things?
Yours was the sugar coating. Yours was the sugar coating. Mine is the, I don't care if you're a whiner, whining isn't going to help you, and you can't blame other people for your issues. Keep going at it, because it will happen. If you're having difficulty getting, you know, leads after networking and marketing and whatnot, are you adequately expressing the value? Are you putting it into terms of how you're going to increase their business? I will say, like, you know, you always say, just keep at it, keep chopping wood. I agree 100%. But if you're upset that you're doing a lot of calls, not getting much traffic, think about how you're doing things. I think it's really important. And also, don't whine about it, because no one wants to hear about your whining. So.
Yeah. And again, I don't feel like we're hearing from people that are whining. I think they're just looking for help. And I think what you said is really, really important. And that is, yes, keep at it. Keep chopping wood, to use what you just said. But maybe change your angle, right? You might need to change things up a little
bit.
That doesn't mean keep doing everything the very same way.
Oh, exactly.
You have to make adjustments along the way.
Agreed 100%. And also, people are human. You have to remember that.
That's funny. People are human.
People are human. You've got to create relationships. Are you saying it's funny because I'm telling people not to be whiners?
No.
I'm sitting here thinking, like, why is he so
human? People are humans and humans are people.
That is true. That is very true. But what I mean is that there's a caring side to people. I mean, for example, this meeting that I had with the FAA and the local film office yesterday, the only way I got through to this bullheaded woman was getting emotional on her and just being like, I have had to work so damn hard to restore my reputation locally. I mean, and I'm like, why do I have issues getting business here, but nowhere else in the world? Literally, it could go to the Bahamas and be booked for the rest of the summer.
It makes me think of a big bucket of water, right? And it takes one drop of food coloring to totally change the color of the entire bucket of water.
It's true.
And I think that's somewhat what's happened here.
It's so true. But anyway.
Fortunately, Albuquerque is kind of a small bucket of water.
Yeah, fortunately, I'll be moving away from Albuquerque.
Ooh, wow. You heard it here first, folks.
I'm leaving. So anyway.
So don't send me emails in terms of where's Paul going and when's he leaving?
Because you're not going to get an answer.
No, they're not.
There aren't going to be people waiting to ask me
love
questions
you guys, but I'm not
in the bathroom.
Those.
There's not going to be people waiting at the office for me to answer questions. I won't have to, you know, make sure I just select a certain type of Uber so I don't get a driver who's waiting to ask
me
questions.
I think she registered for the fly-in.
Did
so,
she really?
Her son.
Then that ends up being a good Uber ride.
That's right.
Let's get to the question. I got to say this, guys. I'm just still not used to all the attention. And it's not that I just don't know how to handle it. And I'm slowly learning how to be positive and not be like, what are you doing here? Like, that's how I feel a lot of the time. So.
Yeah, it's just appreciative and humble. That's all there is to it. All right.
Hey, Paul, hey, Rob. I came from New Jersey. I'm awaiting living the drone life. Just ordered it on Amazon. I had a question, though, about these guys on YouTube. You know, you mentioned a few names out there. And sort of, I'll say they're negligent in flying. But I'm just wondering, how do these guys make money? What is their method that and they get all these drones and camera equipment and stuff? Are they just that popular and have that many subscribers that they are generating some sort of income from it? Or are they sponsored by the companies that are sending them the equipment? I think a few of them actually have disclaimers saying with these reviews, they're not getting paid by said company. Like they review a DJI drone, they don't aren't getting paid or sponsored by DJI. So I'm just wondering how they're making their money, and is it lucrative or is it just a lot of nonsense? Love to hear your opinion on it. Thanks.
Ken, thank you for the question. It's a good one. And it's sort of like the modern day dream, right? That you get on YouTube and you even see these 12-year-olds or whatever, 15-year-olds and girls getting on there with, this is how I do my makeup. And all of a sudden they have a million viewers.
No,
right?
No. It's
a million
this
subscribers.
This is how I do my makeup. The longer the line means the angrier you are.
1 million subscribers right there.
That is actually a YouTube video. It is how to do your makeup like a New Mexican. If you
really?
Want to
but
it
is
out.
It a parody or is that legit?
Oh, no, she's real life.
Oh, that's even better.
Exactly. Yeah, she's like, sometimes I just want to show people how angry I am. So I kind of curve it at the end just a little bit upward. But the longer you go, the more angry you get.
And then I draw a little skull on the end.
What is if that? You want people to know how many people you've killed, you draw little eye drops over here by the corner of your eyes for each one. That's how many people.
No, that's funny. But the point is, seriously, it is sort of a modern day dream, right? In terms of how to get rich, if you will. But it that aside, it really is a way that people can make money if they do it well.
Yeah,
and,
it really is.
And you get noticed.
Can people get paid from YouTube? Absolutely. And a lot of people do, but they can also be paid other ways. They can, he's probably talking like you've talked about Tom's Techline. I think he is the biggest referrer to DJI Direct. Hmm. And you can go to u.dji.com and you'll see how that referral program works. So you can actually make money on both ends. You can make money on, YouTube, and you can make money from DJI, and you can make money from Amazon referrals. It's something I'm trying to explain to Sarah to this day. I'm like, you need to stop working because for how much money you're making right now over at your current job, you could just be referring people products on Amazon and make the same amount of money per month.
Right.
Like, that's a joke.
And enjoy life. There's a whole system out there being sold by these couple of guys, and they charge like $4,000 for their system to learn how to sell stuff on Amazon. There's a business teaching the business, basically.
Yeah. So also, if you do see those guys, and I think I know the ones you're talking about.
Sure.
If you do see those guys, you know what? I heard Jim Cockrum say this one time. The way to know if a business is successful in teaching you how to do something, is there a community that can back up or provide testimonials to said business. Because if you say, hey, I see your product is, and I actually reached out to those guys, the ones that you're talking about, mm-hmm. and they wanted $4,500. And you can get the same thing from what's called the Proven Amazon course. In fact, I wish I was an affiliate of you, Jim Cochran, but the Proven Amazon course, I think it's like packcourse.com. Best information on the internet about how to sell products on Amazon, because they have a community of 25,000 people.
Yeah.
And I learn stuff every day. Like, for example, you want to increase your conversions after the sale. You want to bring someone back for, as a repeat customer. There's something called Feedback Genius, because you can never, ever, ever, ever send emails to people that you refer products to or that buy your products from Amazon. And that's a big problem, because internet business is all about building a list of people who are interested in what you have.
Right.
That being said, Feedback Genius will email every person who buys your product from Amazon, and you can ask for a review, or you can give them a coupon to incentivize another purchase.
So it's a little loophole, so mm-hmm. you can accomplish that.
Yep.
And so YouTube, to answer Ken's question, how are people doing it?
They simply make videos on YouTube, they connect their AdSense account, and they get paid by YouTube for every 1,000 views they get.
For every 1,000 views. Does it matter? Well, because sometimes on YouTube, right, you see the ads mm-hmm. that'll pop up along the bottom of the video or whatever. Do you get more if those are clicked? Is that, or is that just part of the AdSense process?
I think it's more a part of the AdSense process. This is not my specialty whatsoever. In fact, I'm trying to learn more about it because, as you know, I want to launch my own vlog to really show people what it's like mm-hmm. to live this life. And I want it to be raw, like very raw. a little different.
PG-13 raw?
R.
Oh, wow. Just
extra R. R plus.
Oh, boy.
If I'm like DJI, it's going to be the R plus plus.
Okay.
So, fair enough. Anyway, so yeah, you can definitely make money doing that. You can make money so many ways online. It's ridiculous. The issue is that it's so easy to make money is that you have these other guys giving out really bad information.
Right.
And that's what really bugs me is that, and that's why I'm kind of starting a vlog, because I see so many people that are just completely full of crap, that don't know what they're talking about, that just make it up. And that has a real effect on other people. It has a very real effect. And I want to stop that. So.
Right. Okay. But bottom line is about, it is about subscribers, building your subscriber base.
Yes.
Keeping consistency to your videos, making them good, making them quality.
Quality always helps.
And then being relevant. You've got to have information that you're putting out there via your videos that are relevant, that people are interested in. So when a new drone comes out, for example, you're doing something with that, just as a very quick example. And then it's about views, right? And then that's how people get paid.
That's exactly right, Rob. So on that bombshell, Rob may be starting a new vlog. We're going to call
it
The Life of the Bald.
I don't think anybody will watch. We're going to come bald up with something
life.
Better.
Hashtag bald life.
Hashtag bald drone life.
Hashtag bald life. Because here's how you know it'll be really interesting. Every morning he wakes up, he doesn't shampoo his head. Every morning he wakes up, he doesn't have to comb his hair. Every morning he wakes up, he takes at least 2/3 the time it takes me to get up.
1/3.
1/3 the time. I give up.
Moral of the story, shave your head. That's really all you need to know.
As
not a baby Ilker.
Oh, that's going to do it for us today, guys. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. If you found this refreshing or useful, please share our podcast. So that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask a Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.